From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, June 21st, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by Red Zone Wireless, providing a local alternative for broadband throughout Maine. Learn more at redzonewireless.com.
3 controversial measures passed by lawmakers this session are facing the possibility of petition drives to force a referendum on the issues. Mal Leary explains.
Legislation allowing public financing of abortions for poor Mainers, a measure that would allow what supporters call death with dignity, and repeal of exemptions to vaccine requirements could all go to the voters for their decision. Carol Conley, executive director of the Maine Christian Civic League, says the organization is involved with creating coalitions to circulate petitions on the first 2 issues. A group of citizens has already filed an application for a petition to overturn changes in the vaccination laws. Conley says he realizes gathering the more than 60,000 valid signatures by the deadline of September 19th will be difficult, but not impossible. Those wanting a referendum have until July 3rd to file the necessary paperwork with the Secretary of State to start the process. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.
Governor Janet Mills has signed legislation designed to protect the rights of Maine's native tribes to safely fish on certain rivers and streams. The legislation will establish new higher quality standards for traditional subsistence fishing waters. And the governor has announced she plans to sign a law setting up a legal framework for the sale of recreational marijuana to adults. Maine's law would limit licenses to state residents for the first 2 years, and cities and towns could opt in or out of allowing sales. And activists today sat outside Portland City Hall to draw attention to the needs of homeless residents. Cheryl Harkins, an advocate for Homeless Voices for Justice, says she's disappointed with the city's decision to move the Oxford Street Homeless Shelter out of downtown.
I see it as a warehouse area to hide the homeless, the poor, the disabled, and the elderly.
Harkins says moving the shelter will only further gentrify Portland. Other advocates spoke about their experiences with homelessness and the need for adequate support services. They organized the sit-out on the longest day of the year to highlight the rise in homelessness in summer. In weather tonight, showers ending with skies clearing somewhat and lows in the high 40s to the mid-50s. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with some scattered showers and isolated thunder.
This past week on Maine Calling, Monday, the promise and peril of artificial intelligence. Tuesday, Jamie and John and the latest news from the world of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
For a lot of people, it's the upfront costs that are going to get in the way of them taking on an EV, which is really a shame.
Wednesday, Tech Talk.
Congress isn't really the most tech-savvy group of people that we have.
Thursday, ticks and vector-borne diseases. And Friday, secularism in Maine. Maine Calling online anytime at mainecalling.org.
Over the past several months, the entire news department at Maine Public's been working on a new in-depth reporting initiative called Maine Public Deep Dive. Our first deep dive looks at the issue of child care across the state. And Maine Public's Director of News and Public Affairs, Mark Simpson, joined Morning Edition host Erwin Gratz to talk about the new series.
So tell us about Deep Dive. How did it come about? And what do we hope it will accomplish?
Sure. This is, as you said, a new initiative for the news department here at Maine Public. And what we're hoping to do is bring more in-depth coverage to our audience across all our different platforms, whether it's on the radio, if it's on TV, and if it's online, and also be more intentional about the stories that we're covering. You know, we have a department here of about 16 people, and so we're wondering what would it look like if we put the entire resource of the news department focused on a single story, a single issue. So this is the first one of these that we're trying.
So the first one of these deep dives is about child care.
Yeah, and let me tell you about why we wanted to do that. We took a look at some of the information that's out there and realized this issue affects many people in many, many different ways. Obviously, there's the parent and child relationship, but it ripples far beyond that. And so let's talk about some of the stats that we discovered. You know, the average cost of care for one infant in Maine in 2018 was close to $10,000. And if you look at tuitions, that's almost the same cost as attending a public university here in Maine. When you look at single parents in Maine, they spend an average about 37% of their income on child care. And in spots like Washington County, for example, they lost 227 spots in center-based child care facilities and 11 spots in family-based child care centers over the past decade. So when you wrap that all up, it's about 40% decrease in access. And of course, it's a very important issue for us to cover.
All right, so there is a lot of ground to cover on this issue of child care. How are we going to approach that?
So we tried to break it down into four segments, and these also line up with some of the ways that people who are very interested in child care, from academics to experts to influencers in this child care realm, break it up as well. So we're using the lenses of affordability, accessibility, quality, and of course, looking at solutions. And as part of this deep dive, we're also taking an effort to get feedback across the state. And what I mean by that is we're doing something called a Tell Me More tour, where we're going to different places in Maine and hearing from Mainers about what issues are important to them. So as part of our deep dive, we're doing this first on childcare, but we want to use this feedback to help inform what future deep dives can be about.
Where does this series go, and what are we going to hear?
Sure. So through those different lenses, we hear many different voices. And there's also some amusing things that probably many people might not be familiar with. Just a little bit of history. Did you know that the United States had federally subsidized childcare during World War II? And here in Maine, that meant places like Brunswick and South Portland. So we discover interesting tidbits like that. But also we hear from these different voices. And one of the things we heard about was just how hard it is to find childcare in Maine. And here's a little bit from a mom who moved to the state from the West Coast.
I was kind of hoping it would be like Oregon. I didn't realize, you know, there's less industry here. It's sparsely populated. I kind of had the assumption, and maybe, you know, it's just lack of research, I had the assumption that it would be easier here and more affordable. I don't think moving to Maine was the best move for my family. I don't. It's been really, really hard.
So, of course, difficult for people at all levels, but another group of voices that we hear from in the series are the childcare providers. And what we learned is that there are so many costs to running one of these businesses.
You know, fire marshal state expectations, those prices are going up. Insurance, workman's comp, and especially most directly going up is the payroll.
So it's a challenge. It's something that impacts many different people on many different levels.
So what are the details listeners should know?
Well, again, just want to emphasize, we've never done this at Maine Public. That is to take this effort where the entire news department is pushing in a singular direction at once. So Deep Dive is a new initiative for us. I think it strengthens our commitment to in-depth quality reporting and journalism. And there are really compelling stories and approaches to be heard. So we're, in addition to the stories, putting together an event as part of our series. It's coming up Monday, July 8th at the Portland Public Library, and the public is invited to listen to our series, come out, learn a little bit more about childcare, and talk about the issue, so I hope you can make it to that. But also, we're going to launch the series this coming Monday, Maine Public Deep Dive on Childcare, starting Monday across Morning Edition, Here and Now, and All Things Considered. We're going to be online at mainepublic.org/childcare, and of course on social media too, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
All right. Mark, thanks very much.
Thanks, everyone.
And that's Maine Public Director of News and Public Affairs, Mark Simpson, speaking with Morning Edition host Erwin Gratz. Maine Public's Deep Dive, Child Care in Maine's made possible in part by the John T. Gorman Foundation and United Way's Women United. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Have a great weekend. I'm Nora Flaherty.